If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's get to this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Jessica is in Cuyahoga Falls. Hey, Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing well. We're excited you're playing the game. Whenever you're ready, just ask Jen to leave the room.
Hi, Jen. Could you please leave the room?
Hi, Jessica. Yes, I can. Good luck.
She's leaving the room.
Thank you.
As you know, Jessica, producer Stevie, stays in studio with me, keeping track of the score. If you win, we mentioned it. Not only do you get the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug, but the $50 Apex Skin gift card. That will be yours. And then you get qualified for the grand prize. We're doing this all month long. Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. I mean, that is a great time.
Oh, wow.
So here we go. We're going to ask you the first of five questions. Just make sure you give me that answer before you hear the buzzer. We're going to begin at Cedar Point because the opening of Cedar Point Shores, it was delayed again because of the weather. Now opening is scheduled for this Saturday. Speaking of Cedar Point, which ride did a YouTuber eat chicken nuggets on the ride and also received a lifetime ban?
Millennium Force.
How do you do that? Nugs and sauce just flying everywhere. Not a great idea. Let alone you could choke everything else. Question number two. If you're headed to Walt Disney World this summer, make sure you ride the Carousel of Progress while you still can. So the ride is going to close July 6th for a major overhaul and then reopen next year. Now, which park at Disney would you find this Carousel of Progress? It's either at the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Hollywood Studios.
Magic Kingdom.
Question number three. What is going on here, Stevie? Those fresh TS billboards promoting Toy Story 5? They've reignited fan theories that Taylor Swift may be connected to the highly anticipated sequel. And they're not saying yes or no. Then Travis Kelce's talking about, like, something's going on here. The billboard even features this number of cartoon clouds, which is a number associated with Taylor Swift's favorite number and also birth date.
13.
Question number four. A source said that Jennifer Lopez had a great time filming the upcoming Netflix rom-com Office Romance with co-star Brett Goldstein. According to the insider, and I quote, her flirty energy with Brett is genuine and she really likes him, end quote. Now, Brett Goldstein played which character on the show Ted Lasso?
Roy Kent.
Question number five. She's dominating these questions.
Sure is.
Notice that. Just going. No timers even needed. All right, question number five, the new horror movie Backrooms, which is produced by A24, which is a production company, is number one at the movies this weekend with $81 million. The debut is three times bigger than which 2024 film that was previously held the record for A24, once again, the production company, with $25.5 million. So once again, this debut is three times bigger than which 2024 film that was produced by A24 that previously held their record. There's the buzzer on that one. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to see how you did, which was very well. And then we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in, and ask her those same five questions in 4 minutes. Jessica's in Cuyahoga Falls playing this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. So Jessica answered five questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Jessica got four.
Ooh. Wow.
Four.
You're good.
Good job.
Exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug up for grabs. $50 Apex Skin gift card will be yours if you win. You get thrown into the grand prize drawing. We're doing this all month long. $250 prize pack brought to you by Apex Skin.
Oh, and it's a good one. You get all kinds of goodies in there.
Same five questions.
Sorry, I hit my microphone. If that was loud, I apologize.
Same five questions we asked Jessica just a minute ago. We begin at Cedar Point, the opening of Cedar Point Shores. Well, it was delayed again because of weather. Now, opening is now scheduled for this Saturday, so we'll see what happens. Which ride did a YouTuber eat chicken nuggets on the ride and received a lifetime ban?
Millennium Force.
It was Millennium Force. As we move to question number two, if you're headed to Walt Disney World this summer, make sure you ride the Carousel of Progress while you still can. That ride is going to close on July 6th for a major overhaul and then reopening next year. Where would you find, which park at Disney World would you find the Carousel of Progress? It's either in Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or Hollywood Studios.
Magic Kingdom.
It is in Magic Kingdom. As we move to question number three, what's happening here? Those fresh TS billboards? promoting Toy Story 5. They have reignited fan theories that Taylor Swift may be connected to the highly anticipated sequel.
There are so many hints everywhere. I love it.
There are, and nobody's denying it. So the Billboard even features this number of cartoon clouds, which is a number obviously associated with the singer, and also her birth date.
13.
It is 13. As we move to question number 4. A source is saying that Jennifer Lopez had a great time filming the upcoming Netflix rom-com Office Romance with co-star Brett Goldstein. You leave him alone.
I don't know, though, but
J-Lo,
I liked
you
it.
Leave him alone. Get your hand off of Brett.
But I love him, and I love her. That I feel like maybe it's a good match.
According to the Okay. According to the insider, and I quote, her flirty energy with Brett is genuine, and she really likes him, end quote. Leave him alone!
I know, he is a happy fella.
See,
I know.
Not if they date. Something's going. Jen?
But I don't want that. Okay.
All right. Brett played which character on Ted Lasso?
Roy Kent.
It was Roy Kent. Leave Roy alone.
One of the best characters ever, by the way, Roy Kent.
Going to question number 5.
Jen, you got
to
get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Ooh, CD, thanks.
Yeah.
What a great reminder.
Question number 5.
I do.
Thank you, Jen. Uh-huh. The new horror movie Backrooms, which is produced by A24 Production Company, obviously. Number one at the movies this weekend with $81 million. The debut is 3 times bigger than which 2024 film that was also produced by A24 and only pulled in $25 million. So I'm looking for the name of that A24 produced film.
Is there a hint or something about that? No, I don't know. That's basically not a good hint. That was
I'll try to write better questions for you, Jen.
Front Rooms.
No, Civil War.
Take Manhattan.
Civil War. Yeah, you even didn't even say Take Manhattan.
I know, I should have.
So where are we at now, Stevie?
We are tied at 4.
How neat.
Good. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with tiebreaker question.
That's fun.
Closest the actual number without going over. Thank you, Jen.
I really hate it.
I have 2. I'm going to go back to question number 1. We're going to go back to Millennium Force. How many feet tall is that first drop at Millennium Force? I know you hate that, too. How many feet tall?
I really do.
I'm glad you let us know. How many feet tall is that first drop at Millennium Force? Closest to that actual number without going over is today's winner. Here's the timer.
310.
Jen Tui?
I wrote down 125 feet. Is that low?
It is lower. It is, and she knows because it's 310.
Is it? Oh my God.
It is exactly 310.
Well done.
I was going to ask miles per hour, but it, you know, it was like 95. Didn't you have that in your story? It was like 93 miles an hour, something like that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is great. And you're our first winner of the Apex Skin gift card, $50, and you're our first entrant into winning the prize pack worth $250. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That is amazing. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Hey, I'm Jessica from Cuyahoga Falls, and I trump Tui.
Ooh, Patrick in Lakewood. Oh, my goodness. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Where have you been?
Just been busy.
Yeah.
I've been busy. It's hard to get through these days, too.
Is it? Yeah. I saw your name on the...
Stevie is a strong gatekeeper. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Really
I don't
is.
Pick the number.
That's true. That is on me.
Yeah. Let's blame Tim.
That is
it's
on me.
It's fine to blame you for most things. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I take the hit.
You do it well. So thank you for that.
All right, Patrick, whenever you're ready, you have played the game several times before. You know how it works. Go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Patrick.
All right. Patrick's going to play this round. Jen's leaving the room, as you know, Patrick. And just a reminder, it brought to you by Apex Skin for the entire month, which is so exciting. Not only the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug would be yours, but a $50 Apex Skin gift card that would also be yours. And you could qualify for the grand prize, an Apex Skin prize pack that is amazing and worth $250. So here we go. Question number 1, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Runway Show. It took over Miami on Saturday, and it was star-studded. But don't worry, if you weren't there for the fun, you can see it beginning June 9th on Hulu and also Disney Plus. So Miami is a city in which U.S. state?
Florida.
There we go. Oh, geography question.
I know, she'll be mad.
Question number 2, Disney Plus is getting 3 new exclusive episodes of The Simpsons this summer. So the rollout begins June 17th with a double-length Extreme Makeover Homer Edition featuring musical guests Pops duo Tegan and Sarah. True or false? Tegan and Sarah are identical twins. Once again, is that true or is that false?
False.
Question number three. Last night was an earth-shaking Euphoria season three finale, and now we know it is also the series ending. You watch or didn't?
No, and I saw every spoiler.
I was going to say, if anybody should have watched it, I figured it was going to be you.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
But even, like, places that don't even talk about it are posting about it.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, I think I'm pretty sure it got spoiled by Us Weekly.
Out of all...
Oh, I know.
That's crazy.
Usually it's like TikTok or whatever. No.
Nope. So the show's creator, writer, and director made the announcement on the New York Times music podcast called Popcast. Which streaming service is Euphoria on? It's either on Netflix, HBO Max, or Hulu.
HBO Max?
As we move to question number four, Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, they're reuniting for a Disney Plus docuseries about the Australian sailing team that they co-own, the Bonds Flying Ruse. What is the right side of a boat called when facing forward? So once again, what is the right side of a boat called when facing forward?
Port.
Question number five. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, is embracing her latest chapter while promoting Office Romance. And it's going to be a movie. And a source told People that she had a great time filming the upcoming Netflix rom-com with co-star and also co-writer Brett Goldstein. Which 2011 song by Jennifer Lopez is currently going viral online thanks to the popularity of the young adult romance series Off Campus?
Give me just one night.
Let's do that. We're going to see if you hit on that question and how you did with the other four questions. And then Jenna has to answer those same five questions. This is all happening in 4 minutes.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Patrick in Lakewood, who has won the game several times, answered five questions a minute ago. What happened there, Stevie?
Patrick got two. Good job, Wolf. Patrick.
Oh, it's all right.
Not a good showing today.
It's all right. It's okay. It's no big deal. We're going to see what happens. Certainly tied at two. Certainly been two on, but we'll see what happens moving forward. Question number one. We're going to begin with the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Runway Show. It took place in Miami on Saturday, and it was star-studded. But don't worry. If you weren't there for the fun, you can start seeing it beginning June 9th on Hulu and also on Disney+. So Miami is a city in which U.S. state?
Florida. Did you see all the, like, weird tan line things they did on the legs?
Well, I must have missed. I did not see that. Like, tan, like...
Like, they had... They put purposeful tan lines on the women.
Oh, I didn't see
like,
that.
Like, there were, like, maybe... You'd have to... I'm not even going to try to explain it. We should go look. Did you see it, Stevie?
No, I saw some clips from it, but I...
So did I, but I didn't see that.
I didn't see any tan lines.
Yeah,
well, like, to make it look better or different or shading?
I think they were trying
what?
To, like, make it a thing.
Oh, I didn't see
that.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
That
didn't
was
see that.
My impression of it.
Question number two. Disney Plus is getting three new exclusive episodes of The Simpsons this summer. The rollout begins June 17th.
That is, you
the
sound
double
just like
length
it.
Extreme Makeover Homer Edition featuring musical guest pop duo Tegan and Sarah. True or false? Tegan and Sarah are identical twin sisters.
That's true.
It is true. As we move to question number three, last night was an earth-shaking Euphoria season three finale. And now we know it's also the series ending. Did Stevie watch it yet? Just asking the
That's
universe.
That's the question?
No, do you think she did?
Yes.
No.
Is it spoiled for her?
I always watch it on Monday, but then Us Weekly spoiled it for her. Out of all
oh,
people.
Yeah, because I saw some... I'm not even going to say what I saw.
The show... We won't spoil it. I just wanted to ask her. Yeah. The show's creator, right? Your face...
Well,
I wish we had the cameras on. You're so mad.
TikTok that I avoid.
Right.
Because you see all these things. Usually, like, news sites aren't posting about it, but since it's the finale...
Everybody try to jump on board and get those clicks. Mm-hmm. The show's creator, writer, and also director made the announcement on the New York Times music podcast, which is called Popcast. Now, which streaming service would you find Euphoria on? It's either on Netflix, HBO Max, or Hulu.
I think it's HBO Max.
It is HBO Max. As we move to question number four, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, they're reuniting for a Disney Plus docuseries about the Australian sailing team that they co-own, the Bonds Flying Ruse.
They own a sailing team?
Hey, unless he's got a soccer
team.
I also did not know that. What is the right side of a boat called when facing forward? Once again, what is the right side of a boat called when facing forward?
That's starboard. Is that it? That was literally a guess.
Cody Jen.
That's me.
Nautical Jen.
They don't call me Nautical Jen for nothing.
Question number five. Jennifer Lopez. Don't you even think about it. She's embracing her latest chapter while promoting Office Romance. So there's a source that told People that she's having a great time filming the upcoming Netflix rom-com with co-star, and he's also the co-writer, Brett Goldstein. Leave him alone.
I love him.
Which 2011 song by Jennifer Lopez is currently going viral online thanks to the popularity of the young adult romance series Off Campus?
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
On the floor.
On the floor.
On the floor. Mm-hmm. Final total, Stevie.
Patrick 2, Jen 4.
Oh, man. Patrick, I'm sorry.
Absolute beatdown.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm on summer break. I feel like my mind's up for summer.
Yeah. That's all right. It's sorry. Always good to hear from you, man. We're glad you got through and finally got to talk with you. But you know what you need to say, Patrick.
This is Patrick from Lakewood, and I did not trump Tui on Star 102.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.